Maybe if I maybe reference the news that has come out today in relation to Galway, and Galway has been, I suppose, noted by the Lonely Planet Guide, Travel Guide, as one of the best cities in the world for tourists to visit. And the reason that that has happened, it has happened because of the work that has gone in over the last 20 and more years to the activities, the strength of the communities, the artists, the cultural activities that are happening in Galway, the race committee and so on. And really what I wanted to do in Sligo was try and capture that. And through the Sligo Economic Forum, which was set up by the council over the last 18 months or so, we have the business leaders, we have the civic leaders, we have the enterprise leaders around Sligo, all working together and all working with Sligo as the main interest. So essentially, we're all speaking with one voice and we have one vision, and we're working towards 2030, and we're working towards 2030 in collaboration with the likes of the European Investment Bank and the European Commission. The ambition really is to have Sligo as a smart city and a city that would have a competitive advantage over other areas and other regions. And in that context, we're looking towards the branding of Sligo. And we've been working with DHR Communications in order to come up with our branding. And it's quite simple. On Thursday, we'll be launching Sligo.ie, and we'll be launching the new brand. And it's about Sligo, an area in which to live, an area in which to invest, and an area in which to visit. So that's happening on Thursday at 4 p.m. in the model.